Vikings fans, what's up? Mike Wobschall joined by Vikings certified head athletic trainer Eric Sugarman. We're in the team hotel, one of the nicest in the league, I might add. We're here to play the Chicago Bears tomorrow night, but we're going to catch up with Shugs for a few different reasons. Number one being the Cubs are in the World Series. We're in Chicago. Shugs worked for the Cubs organization at one time. What was that like, and what did you do?
I was a young buck back then. I was a director of rehabilitation for really the minor leagues and just getting my feet wet.
Any Cubs names that the general surface-level fan would know that you dealt with during your time with the organization?
I think the number one guy probably was Kerry Wood, who was their ace pitcher back then. And he was, I remember how remarkable it was to watch the ball come off of his hand. So he was probably the most named guy.
And when you were working for the organization, were you in Chicago? Were you in one of their minor league cities? Where were you?
I was in two places. I was in Fort Myers, Florida, for a little while, and then we went to Tempe, Arizona. So two different spots.
And working for the organization, you know, unfortunately they're down 3-1, but you know what this means to the city of Chicago for the Cubs to be in the World Series, right?
Yeah, I think everybody does that watches it on TV, how big it is for the city and for everyone. And, you know, you hope that they could fight back. I'm sure that they didn't get here without adversity, so they're used to it, but it's huge for the city.
Sounds kind of familiar, right? Fighting through adversity, trying to make it through, right? Well, football teams do.
All professional sports teams do it.
Yeah. Now, when the team arrives here, the trainers don't just sit around and wait for the game to start the next day, and in this case, the next night. You guys are busy here. We just arrived at the hotel, but you and your crew are busy working.
Yeah, we set up an athletic training room right over here in one of the suites and do some treatments tonight for the guys that need it, and then tomorrow morning it's mandatory some treatments. We set up a little recovery room, so just get them ready for the game tomorrow night. There's a long time to sit in a hotel, so... Yeah.
And while we sit and wait, we will watch the World Series most likely, maybe the Sunday night football game. And while you're watching the World Series, you'll see the Cubs manager, Joe Maddon. You have a cool story growing up related to Joe Maddon.
Yeah, Joe Maddon shares the same high school and the same hometown that I do. So he's someone that I met when I was a young kid when he was in the Angels organization. And the cool story is really that Joe Maddon's mom, Beanie, made me lunch every day for 3 years working at Third Base Lunch, which is still my favorite restaurant in the world.
Go. So there's the update from Shugs. Used to work for the Cubs. We'll be cheering for the Cubs tonight, right?
Absolutely cheer for the Cubs.
All right. Go Cubs, go Vikings. Vikings-Bears tomorrow night. It's Monday Night Football, but you can still catch the game on the Vikings Radio Network. Paul Allen, Pete Bursich, Greg Coleman, Ben Lieber will have the call. And it's PA's 300th game as voice of the Vikings. Did you know that?
No. Congrats to PA. Right. Nobody better.
That's right.